Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church. It's good to see you all. Every Sunday now we have people coming back that haven't been here since, some of you probably not since the start of COVID, and there's always the challenge of figuring out who everybody is when all you can see is the top half of their face and you haven't seen them for 2 years and they grow their hair longer. And I don't care, I'm just happy to see you all. It's absolutely wonderful to have you here today and to have a few more people back, and we're getting in the right direction. Because I get asked every week, I will continue to give you the answer every week that it's unchanged. We still have not any new update from the diocese around congregational singing, so at this point we're still not allowed to have congregational singing. And yes, I know they can scream and holler at hockey games and basketball games. That's the government. This is a diocesan decision, so we will wait until the decisions are made. And the bishops in this area, they all get together and they talk. So I'm sure that the decisions will be coming before long. Please be patient. Some of you may have seen a notification in the last couple of days. Cheryl, Hannah Scores' mom, has been diagnosed with cancer and is in hospital. So they are working their way through the treatment options. So Hannah's been away for a couple of days and is at home. So please keep Cheryl and Hannah and her sister Lillian in your prayers. We also have learned that Anna Woodson had a significant surgery in the last couple of weeks, and she is now home and rehabbing. So please keep Anna and her family in your prayers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, whose chosen servant Abraham obeyed your call, rejoicing in your promise that in him the family of the earth is blessed, give us faith like his, that in us your promises may be fulfilled. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our service continues with the reading of Scripture.
A reading from the book of Hebrews.
When Christ came as a high priest
of the good things that have come.
Then through the greater and perfect tent, not made with his hands, that is, not of this creation. He entered once for all into the holy place, not with the blood and goats of calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls, with the sprinkling of the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies those who have been defiled, so that their flesh is purified, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to worship the living God? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the scribes came near and heard the Sadducees disputing with one another, and seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are no other commandments greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher, You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any questions. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Some of you may be wondering why we aren't celebrating All Saints today. That's because we're going to celebrate it next weekend. Church calendars are complicated things as to when you can celebrate what. You're not supposed to move All Saints Day back. You can move it forward. So next week, we will mark All Saints and Remembrance all at the same time. And in fact, we will light a candle in memory of all the saints and all those who serve. If you have someone that is held in deep meaning for you that you would like to have us remember in our prayers for all the saints, please contact the office this week and we will have a list of names that we can read out. Unfortunately, because of the continued COVID restrictions, the tradition in the past has been that everybody comes up and lights a candle and you have a great group of people, and of course we can't do that. But we will light candles for both groups, and as I say, if you want to let us know, we'll be happy to add your loved ones to the list. And just to give you something to think about, we are going to do another one of our musical homilies. We've done three or four over time. This time, we're going to do All Saints and Remembrance with a Brooks and Dunn song. So that will perhaps keep you thinking as to how we're going to pull that one off. The gospel reading this morning is a very important one. Now, you might be thinking, well, we already know all this. Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's hardly anything startling. Why is he saying that this is such an important thing? Well, ask yourself who Jesus is talking to. He's talking to a scribe, a member of the Sadducees. They're never talked about in a good light. Those Sadducees, those Pharisees, they're against us all. This is wrong. We have to fight back against them. We have to criticize them. They've got the wrong message. Yet, here we see Jesus meeting a courageous young man who represented a totally different stream of thinking than Jesus would have espoused, who came along and didn't, like all the other scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees, didn't try to start an argument, asked a question, and said, "Yeah, that's right," to the answer that Jesus gave. That's simple, but huge. Ask yourself, how do we communicate today? If somebody is a Leafs fan or a conservative or a liberal or an NDP or somebody that is any way in opposition to us, do we say, "Hey, that was a really good answer"? No, we have to be against that. This is a really important reading for us to stop and think about and to unpack. So Jesus talked about two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Anybody who grew up with the BCP knows that Eucharist starts every Sunday morning with the two great laws. Everybody knows them. Do you know where they're from? They're not from Mark's Gospel. They're quoted in Mark's Gospel, but they're from two separate passages of Old Testament Scripture. Now, I was still being optimistic yesterday that what was going on with Hannah's mom would not be serious and she'd be back because she was supposed to be preaching today, so I didn't have a chance to go through the normal scrutiny of readings, but I believe one half of this is in Deuteronomy and the other half is in Leviticus, and the Jewish folks put them together and the Christian folks have continued to put them together, and we seem to see these always as the same. Now, Tim asked me an interesting question based on a sign that I think I saw as well. We love God by loving our neighbor. So why do we always put the loving God first when loving our neighbor might be the first way to get to God? Well, somebody made a choice. They took the two scriptures and they put them in the order of God and neighbor. We make choices and we turn them into traditions all the time. I don't know the theology behind why they put love God first and neighbor second, or why they weren't interchangeable, but they were two separate pieces of scripture that could be put together. And I'm trying to remember where I saw that sign. Maybe it was posted on Facebook where it says that we love God by loving our neighbor. Helps us to stop and think about what that means. What does it mean to love our neighbor? I'm going to suggest to you that based exactly on the theme that I've developed thus far, the most important thing about learning to love our neighbor is learning to love ourselves. Just like we need to love God to love our neighbors, we need to love ourselves to love our neighbors, because that's how we end up in conversations. In 26 years of doing this, I feel confident in saying that when you get right down to it in intimate conversations with people, most people remember the things they have done wrong and not the things that they have done right. Our society is full of do nots. Do not do this. Do not do that. Our society doesn't have a whole lot of well done. That's really good. Let's build on that. Let's make you stronger. Those who exercise power in our world today do it by making us feel worse about ourselves. They're superior, we're inferior. That happens in our world. I think it's commonplace. As I started off, when you get two politicians arguing, one could offer $1 million to the other and he would say no, because that's your money and that's terrible money and that's awful, and they go back and forth. Nobody would ever stop to think about the good. So we have to be able to understand the good in us and to love who we are. And yes, recognize that our shortcomings, because we all have them. We all have things that we don't do well. But we do all kinds of good things. We do good, we do normal stuff, and we do not so normal stuff or not so good stuff. But we do them all. And we need to learn to balance that out and take that conversation to a place where we can be confident in ourselves, and then we can have a conversation with people around us. When we have that confidence to interact with someone based on, I'm confident in who I am, we can have a conversation that will help us to understand who the other person is. It gives us the opportunity to have a conversation that doesn't rise and fall on winning or losing, but rather a conversation that rises and falls in sharing the truth and sharing relationship. That's what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves. So many of our conversations are based on hierarchy. Anybody in their working life go into their boss's office for a yearly review and go in and say, hey, I've done everything great, I'm wonderful, I'm going to get the biggest raise in the history of the world, and we all go in, oh, I bet you they're going to bring that up because I did it wrong, I did that wrong, I did the other thing wrong. We tend, and I think it's a product of our society, to think in the negative. What Jesus is saying to this scribe is, well done. This is, quote, the enemy. This is the people that Jesus has these conversations with, where Jesus always comes out on top because he's smarter than they are. That's not the way this conversation goes. Jesus recognizes in this person from another camp has the right understanding about loving God and loving neighbor as self. And Jesus supports that and applauds it. That's why this reading is so important. Let me give you a couple of examples. A few weeks ago, we had the interfaith tree planting event up in North London. I had a wonderful conversation, and some others from St. James did as well, with the imam from the London Muslim Mosque, who was there with his family. Two of the cutest kids I've ever seen. Now, 30 years ago, that would not have been a nice conversation, because I would have been in the superior position. It's what would have been expected of me as a pastor. 30 years ago, if you'd asked me my position on LGBTQ2 rights, I wouldn't even have dignified it with an answer. That's just being honest. So we are getting it right. We are learning to talk. We are learning to recognize that some of those that we have seen as the other are in fact just like us. So we're learning. One thing rings strongly in my life about a relationship that changed over this period of time. As a teenager, my dad carted me all over southwestern Ontario to announce pony races and standardbred harness races. A couple of times a year we used to go to Dresden that I did races on Saturday and Sunday, so we stayed over. And what I learned in those opportunities, those extended opportunities to be one-on-one with my dad, was that we were very much alike, and that our relationship was very strong. And there was less of the hierarchical understanding, and we became really good friends. I've always thought of my dad in that way. And that's an example of how I think we can reach out to others, people who might seem to be in a hierarchy position over us, but we can reach out and have these conversations that will help us build and grow and love and learn. And that's the message of the church. That's the mission of the church. That's what Jesus called us to do. In very simple terms, that's what we're called to do, is build relationships, be inclusive of others. Instead of succumbing to our inner need to be in control and in charge and try to knock the other down, if we make it a priority in our lives to love one another. But we first have to love ourselves. We first have to give ourselves permission to understand those things that we've done wrong and not overemphasize them. Give ourselves permission to see the good in us. Give ourselves permission to see the talents that we have for building relationship, and then go out and do it. When we build relationships, when we are the young scribe willing to go up to Jesus and ask a question and engage him in conversation, when Jesus is willing to meet that young person on their own level, relationships build. And that is our mission. Amen. As you're able, I would invite you to stand. Let us now confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to take whatever position is comfortable for you in prayer.
In the sure knowledge that God cherishes us, let us pray to him now. Heavenly Father, so full of forgiveness and mercy, fill your church to the brim with such holiness that our understanding of your ways deepens daily, and all our work and worship glorifies your name. Holy God, release in us your praise. Heavenly Father, so wise and perceptive, take us to the heart of all conflicts and give us the grace to share in the healing between factions and nations, guided by your Spirit. Holy God, release in us your praise. Heavenly Father, so comforting and kind, help us to notice the needs around us in our families, friends, and colleagues, and respond to them in love. Holy God, release in us your praise. Heavenly Father, so mindful of our pain, we bring to you our sisters and brothers whose joints are stiff and whose bodies cannot move freely. Thank you for their courage and example. We pray that you will help their spirits to dance and fill their hearts with joy. In our own parish family, we pray for Cheryl, Anna Woodson, Sylvia Brightwell, Joan and Lion Barnum, Libby Clifford. Holy God, release in us your praise. Heavenly Father, so welcoming to all, we commend to your everlasting keeping those who have recently died and those who mourn their going. Holy God, release in us your praise. Heavenly Father, so faithful in your promises, we thank you for the eternal yes of Christ, which echoes on through lives and generations. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. With a wave, a look, a smile, behind the mask, whatever, we share the peace.
Of thought by thee. oppressed and the poorer sought, and by thy death was God's salvation wrought.
Let us pray. God of freedom, accept all we offer you this day. May we embrace the law of your service and know the glorious liberty of the children of God. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord, our God, sustainer of the universe. You are worthy of glory and praise. Glory to you forever and ever. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. Glory to you forever and ever. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the stewards of creation. Glory to you forever and ever. But we turn against you and betray your trust. And we turn against one another again and again. You call us to return. Through the prophets and sages, you reveal your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Gracious God, we recall the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We proclaim his resurrection and ascension, and we look with expectation for his coming as Lord of all the nations. We who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit now bring you these gifts. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this offering of your church, that we who eat and drink at this holy table may share the divine life of Christ our Lord. Glory to you forever and ever. Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we with all your people of every language, race, and nation may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. glory to you forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Just reminding you of our communion process during COVID restrictions. Communion in one kind, the bread only. I will come to you. Please remain in your pew. You may stand, sit, or kneel to receive communion. I usually start on this side of the church and work my way across. There are gluten-free wafers if you wish. I'll have them with me. Just let me know. I'd be happy to give you a gluten-free wafer if that best suits you. If you prefer not to receive communion and would like a blessing, just simply cross your arms across the front of your body, and I will be only too happy to give you a blessing. us pray. Heavenly Father, bring to perfection within us the communion we share in this sacrament. May the unity we know this day live in our community and family. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.